Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, who remind you to nudge up that thermostat just enough to stay comfortable, a simple way to save on cooling cost and reduce the strain on your system. More summer tips, all this heat we've been dealing with, at mte.com/myenergyplan. We are going to, in fact, talk with, someone who might know a little bit about this energy and how it's used and how MTE actually powers our homes, from the TVA. Adam May is joining us. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. We certainly appreciate our friends at MTE and all they do for your customers there.
Yeah, you know, Amy Byers invited me back last week to get kind of a behind-the-scenes look at, you know, what goes on kind of in their control room, where, you know, where everything goes down, from, you know, when there's an outage reported and how it's worked and things like that. Man, it's really sophisticated what goes on nowadays.
Oh yeah, and those folks who have to get out in the elements when there's a power outage as well, just think of the different kinds of weather we've had. The last year we had a morning when it was below zero, we've had tornadoes, and now there's extreme heat. Really kudos to those folks who get out and the weather we don't want to be in and keep the lights on.
Absolutely. The linemen were out, I think it was yesterday, the days run together, or maybe the day before. No, it was yesterday. Crash, pole came down. It was in one of the major transmission lines, apparently, because it was out from just before 4 a.m., and they were working until about 2 o'clock or so yesterday afternoon to get things back going. And, you know, it was just blistering hot yesterday. So, you know, but a great partnership, and TVA is, of course, where a lot of this power comes from, right?
Yeah, and I'll tell you that this week so far, we've already had 2 days with peak power demands higher than any day last year. And so yesterday we had a peak demand of about 31,888 megawatts. The system temperature was 93 degrees. That was the highest demand so far this summer. Tuesday's peak demand was 31,563 megawatts. At 95 degrees, and that was just shy of the previous peak, which had been July 17th at 31,644. All those are preliminary numbers, but all that's to say is it's been a very, very hot July.
Yeah, yeah, and we're talking about record-setting territory, and I mean, the last few years we've had some really big cold snaps too, so that says a lot.
Yeah, and that's interesting because we used to be a summer peaking area. We had the highest peak demands. In fact, the record demand from August 2007 stood for almost, I think, 20 years. And then in the last two winters, we've had the top three peak demands ever in January of 2025 and 2024. So we're seeing that we have our higher peaks during these extreme cold snaps that we seem to be having and each winter now. We don't always stay cold throughout the winter, but we seem to be having mornings where, you know, it's below zero or at least close to zero, and those are really the highest peak demands we see throughout the year.
Yeah, well, it's good to, you know, be energy efficient within your homes, and there are ways that both TVA and MTE can work together to come out and make sure that everything is as energy efficient as it can be in your home as well. So would remind folks to think about that as well. But Adam is here kind of to talk more along the lines of something special that the TVA has going on. And with the new school year right around the corner, school actually the first half day for city and county is next Wednesday. And you're now accepting applications for your STEAM Awards. And this is something that, how many years have you been doing the STEAM Awards, I guess?
Longer than I've been here, so okay. I'm thinking it's like close to 10 years, likely.
Nice.
But the application period actually opens tomorrow morning, so you're getting, your listeners are getting a good preview of it. But tomorrow morning, educators, school districts across the region, any served by local power company that's provided power by TVA, which includes all of your listening area, they can go to tva.com/STEM, S-T-E-M. Of course, that stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math. And the teachers can apply for up to $5,000 to be used in their classroom for any type of program that's related to STEM. And we see all kinds of things that if they want to use it for, elementary all the way through high school, private or public. And they just go there, put it in the name of their school, how much they need to apply for, and what they would use that funding for if they were to receive it. And they have until September the 15th to get that done. So we hope that a lot of schools in Middle Tennessee will apply.
That you brought up a couple of things in there that just made me think, you know, you said public and private. So, I mean, that opens the door. You know, a lot of these grants and things of that nature, maybe you just think about public schools. But so that's any of our private schools, charter schools, anything like that too, huh?
That's correct. Yeah, we want everybody to have access to these tools and this programming because we know that, you know, the future is going to be a lot of robotics, a lot of drones, a lot of different types of technology that just weren't available when we were in school.
Yeah, most certainly. So now you said this opens up tomorrow, which is August 1st, goes through mid-September. A lot of times, Adam, with these grant things, you know, it's like, yeah, apply for the grant, and then maybe you get the grant in a year or something like that. So kind of can be a time frame on from when you apply and if you receive one of the grants, how soon does all that happen?
Actually, and a good part of this is that the winning applicants will receive notification this fall that they have been successful in obtaining a grant, and they will receive the funding before the next semester. So they'll have that funding to be able to use during this school year. So that's one of the benefits of this program is that it's not a long wait. The students who are with them now will be able to utilize it.
Yeah, that's cool. So, you know, teachers are, you know, an interesting group in terms of just their willingness to give so much of their own time and their own money, even to go back into their classrooms. And, you know, I know several teachers, they've been back in the classroom for weeks now, just trying to get everything set up, and they want everything to be perfect on the first day. And, you know, so they really work hard. Is this an application process that is fairly easy for them to take part in?
Yeah, it is easy. You just fill out, like I said, the name of the school, your name, what age or what grade you teach, what grade this application will be used for. Some elementary schools especially will use this kind of programming for multiple grade levels. And then some of the high schools can use it as well, of course, for all the different grade levels. But if it's the narrative, it doesn't have to be really long, but the successful applicants I've seen in the past, a lot of them did a really good job of explaining exactly what they want to do with the funding if they were to receive it. And I will say that the preference is given to applicants who explore TVA's primary areas of focus, which are environment, energy, economic development, and community problem solving. But as you can tell by those terms, that entails a lot of things. So pretty much anything in the STEM field will fall into those categories. So it is an easy process, and we just encourage those teachers to go to tva.com/STEM beginning tomorrow and learn about it, and then apply with what they want to do for their students.
So again, tva.com/STEM, STEM, and we'll put a link of that on our podcast. If you may be a teacher listening in, or you catching the podcast later, we've got that linked up for you. And again, August the 1st through September 15th is kind of your time frame to get that submitted. From the TVA, Adam May is joining us here today, and we're talking about the STEM Awards program. I'm certain that there have been schools here in Rutherford County within the past 10 years that have been the recipients of this. So for Murfreesboro City Schools, Rutherford County Schools, our private schools here, hopefully they will get their forms in and get their information in. And it's easy to apply. It's all online, isn't it, the whole thing?
Yeah, actually last year, 10 schools in Rutherford County received STEM grants.
Nice.
So I have a couple of examples if you have time for me to go.
Yeah, I didn't want to put you on the spot.
No, sure.
To thinking about that, and I thought, that might put Adam on the spot. But yeah, if you've got some examples, that'd be cool.
I'm ready to go. Central Magnet School in Murfreesboro last year received $5,000 for a project called Magnitude Robotics Explores the Moon. And that project was part of a NASA human rover competition. The Johnson Space Center in Huntsville hosts teams from all over the world to come and run their rovers on a course that NASA creates. And last year, NASA decided to start a new contest that involved robotics. Teams created a robot designed to accomplish four separate tasks, such as taking samples, drilling holes, and reading the samples that are collected. So that allowed Central Magnet School to participate in that. And then Northville Elementary School received $5,000 for a program called Ready to Bolt. And their students learned about coding, computer science, and many academic standards using Spiro Bolt robots. And I probably said that wrong. I was not exposed to robotics when I was a young
Yeah, really.
Students in first through sixth grade learned how to code the robots using laptop computers, and they were able to complete tasks using robots and laptops. And the ones in the first and second grade were just doing basic coding tasks, but I can tell you that when I was in first and second grade in the late 80s, early 90s, we had a computer that was pushed around on a cart that everybody got to look at and say, hey, look at that. So we've come a long way.
Yeah, I'm more of a rock'em sock'em robot kind of guy, so I feel what you're saying there. So that's very cool, and you know these kids are doing some remarkable things. I mean, it's just crazy to see what they're doing in elementary and high school, and then you know by the time they're ready for the workforce, maybe they're going to some type of trade school or college or whatnot. But gosh, they have definitely got the experience needed to go out in this new workforce per se.
Oh yeah, sure. These are high paying jobs. A lot of these fields that don't necessarily need college. Some of them you may need to go to a tech school and get a certification, or some of them you can even. I know students who've been able to get their certification through a dual credit program while they're in high school. And just at 18 years old, be making, a pretty good salary. So those are all available things. And, you know, we're going to need those folks in the future. TVA is going to need some of those folks because, you know, we're going to need to build and then keep up the energy system of the future. And so it's personal to us as well. The main thing is we want these students to grow up and make a good life for them and their families and make their communities a good place to live. But we're going to need some of these folks as well. And who knows, some child out there in Tennessee or Kentucky, Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, North Carolina, they may be the one who come up with a new source of energy someday or a new way to generate it that we haven't even thought of yet. And it may be due to this type of education. So the possibilities are really endless.
Adam, want to make sure that we save some time here to talk about the just to kind of give a recap, but you sent me lots of information, and if you've got a press release on this, be sure to send that to me so we can put it on as a news story as well. But part of that was Bicentennial Volunteers. Can you explain what that is?
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned that. That's one of the more important things. Bicentennial Volunteers is a group of volunteers, or retirees, I should say. Of course, they're volunteers. They're retiree volunteers who give their time, efforts, and money, even after they've retired, to help agencies, students, schools, anybody they can help throughout the Tennessee Valley region. And they just do all types of things. They partner with us in this. They partner with us in the robotics awards program that we just finished this summer. They just do so much for the area. They staff visitor centers, what their volunteers do at the dams. They give grants to local organizations. We couldn't thank them enough for all they do, and without them, we couldn't do this. And we're actually giving away a total of $1.5 million in grants this go-around. The third year in a row, we've been able to do that, and we couldn't do it without BVI.
All right. Well, that's very good to know about. Was curious, when you get all the applications in, and I'm sure that there are hundreds, I mean, you just mentioned several states that are all part of the TVA. Who goes through these applications and who makes the determinations?
To be honest with you, I don't know the individual people, but there are, I think we work with the Battelle Organization of Tennessee, and they are part of it, but it is independent from anybody that I work with to make sure it's a fair, a fair competition and that everyone gets to just consideration. we want to make sure that, you know, people who are deserving get the money.
Yeah, I was thinking it's a big job. I mean,
yeah, sure.
I mean, and you're looking at, well, kind of give me an idea of we're talking about up to $5,000, but how much grant money is there to go out in any given year?
Last year, we received 647 grant applications, and 342 were selected for funding. So this is a big, you know, a big ordeal, and we are just excited that that we're able to participate in this. Each year, you know, participate with Bicentennial Volunteers to make this happen every year.
Yeah, and I'm assuming that the money, where does that come from for these grants? Is that from TVA? Is it with
TVA,
you know,
and Bicentennial Volunteers?
BVI, yeah, sure, yeah. Okay. That's a wonderful partnership, and making sure that this can happen. So for those listening out there, for those teachers, for those within the education fields, just remember that signups begin tomorrow, tva.com/STEM, STEM. And you can head to the website. You've got until September 15th. And then if you're selected as one of the winners, you'll have the money to get ready going the next semester. Sounds pretty good. Anything we left out? Anything you want to mention, Adam?
No, we just hope that the teachers will apply. Everybody listening knows a teacher, so if you aren't one, you can tell somebody you know about it.
Absolutely. Well, good stuff. Thanks thanks for joining us today, Adam. And again, if you'll send me a release on that, I'm sure you've got one. We'll be sure to get it up on the website, too.
Yeah, it'll be coming. I appreciate it.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. That is Adam May from the TVA joining here today on Rutherford Issues. And just a point of reference, if you missed part of what we were talking about today and you came in on the backside of that, well, shame, shame. But no, I'm just kidding. I know we've all got a lot of things to do, but the podcast will be up shortly. WGNSradio.com if you want to listen back to it, or from your favorite podcast platform, or watch on Big G TV, YouTube, Facebook, and those are the two best places to find the archives. Have a good day, everybody.